Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Does it meet the Treasurer's goals of being responsible, measured and fair?
Well, look, in terms of the new measures, we've got a better direction. You know, those changes on the age pension, they're definitely in the right direction, and this better investment in childcare. But we cannot forget this budget locks in some of the harshest, nastiest cuts that were announced in last year's federal budget. And many of those are blocked in the Senate and for the right reason, including, you know, almost $6 billion in cuts to family payments for lowest income families. So I think we've got to really, if we look at the overall settings on the budget tonight, we're not convinced that we've got, you know, the government seriously recognising that those kinds of cuts have to be dropped and we've got to have some alternatives in terms of revenue.
But some of those changes in relation to the family benefits you talk about, I mean, they are now being channelled back into childcare benefits as opposed to simply improving the budget bottom line, which is what they plan to do with those last year.
But Stuart, what we've got here is a very, in terms of the investment in childcare, we've now got a very generous subsidy for high income families, 50% rather than the 20% recommended by the Productivity Commission. And instead of you know, what was proposed in terms of investment in paid parental leave, remember that $6 billion has sort of been, you know, levied off big business. We're now going to fund it out of cuts for the lowest income families. It is not the right way to fund this kind of investment. So we're going to see the Senate want to negotiate on that, and we'll be supporting that approach. I must say we are pleased that the government has recognised some of the mistakes it made around the treatment of young people. It is hard to get paid work out there right now. We've finally seen the government put some money back into investment in youth support programs.
That's
so that's
right,
clearly welcome, and we've had a pulling back from that 6 months cut.
$330 million there. Just to clarify now, the changes to the waiting time for young people to gain access to unemployment benefits, they have lowered the age from 30 to 25, as I can see, and they've reduced it from a 6 month wait to a 4 week waiting period. Is that right?
Look, it is. I cannot see why the government is determined to have the view that the best way to help somebody to get a job is to make them broke. I mean, six months or 4 weeks,
it's still
you don't have
period,
any income, what are you going to live on?
Yeah.
So now we're not getting any of the sort of budget bottom line big saving the government was hoping to get from last year, and instead we're still going to crush those young people. And there's no protections in here for those kids who really will be homeless whilst they're waiting to try and get some income support. So look, we hope the government is still prepared to negotiate on that. We want to get behind this youth employment strategy. Business wants to do it. We want to do it, as do the unions. And there are some good signs on some of the other parts of that package.
Okay. And in terms of the pension indexation, basically now, even though they weren't to take effect until after the next election, there will be no change under this government anyway.
Well, look, we're delighted the government has recognised indexation on these crucial payments has to be adequate, so they've dropped it. What they haven't dropped are freezing of indexation on family payments, you know, the very low indexation on the unemployment payment. We need to, you know, this is about the sort of structural problems with the Ford estimates. If we're going to still see people on the unemployment payment live on $37 a day, that is because it's been indexed to CPI for far too long. So obviously that is not in the budget tonight either, and we're going to keep working at this because these kinds of changes are very important structurally and for reducing poverty in Australia. Tax reform, we didn't see a lot of action on that front in this budget tonight. Now, I know the government wants a good process on tax reform, but we talk about good process. What was that about, that change on paid parental leave? It was a really important scheme that was designed by the previous government with a lot of support, and now the government seems to want to find $1 billion cut out of that when so many families have relied now on this, you know, at least some income supplementation with that combined package from, you know, from employers and the protection from government in terms of a base payment. So I think we just need to say on that one, let's hold it. Let's make sure that we have good process on what we're going to do with paid parental leave.
Okay, but in summary, you think a much better effort than their first go?
Well, as I say, we've still got $80 billion in cuts to health and education and a lot of big cuts that haven't been addressed. So I've got to say, overall, we can't say it passes that fairness test that we so clearly wanted to see, you know, much improved. But certainly in terms of new measures, a better direction.